No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192. And give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. Right now, I have a fellow media person with me, Scotty K. Auten. Many of you remember Scotty K. when she was in Huntsville, Alabama. She is now a reporter in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Scotty K.
Thank you, Mark. I am honored. I appreciated the work you did when I worked in Alabama, not far from you. And I still see your stuff on social media and really following you. And I really appreciate you giving me the time to join in on your awesome goal, your awesome vision with this show.
Well, I'll
and
tell
might
you,
I add that your intro is pretty great. I love your daughter at the end.
Thank
That's
you.
Really sweet.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I appreciate all those who support the show. And you were supportive of what I was doing when you were here in Huntsville. And I can tell you, I miss you here in Huntsville, and a lot of other people do as well. You did a great job covering stories that I feel are important to our community. And I know that you as a reporter are very into stories that are community-based that help to bring people together as well when that's possible.
Absolutely, Mark. I think you and I have that in common. Those were the stories I was searching for all the time, you know, and that's one of the good things about social media. I have to say, I ended up stealing a couple stories from you just because they were some, you know, we all need that positive every now and then in our lives, and you do a good job of finding that stuff.
Well, speaking of one of those stories, Mia, we helped her during Christmas with some Christmas presents, and you covered the story
right.
About Mia. And Mia reached out to me the other day, asked how things were going. Her and Cora got along really well, and so they're doing pretty good. And Mia is still growing up, and her grandmother's taking care of her here in Athens. When people reach back out to me after I cover a story like that, it really makes me feel good because they remember and they acknowledge what we're trying to do here.
That makes me so happy to hear. That's awesome.
You know, sometimes the stories that we cover are not easy stories. They're hard stories. This month, January, is National Stalking Awareness Month. And as a police officer for 17 years off and on, I had to deal with people who were being harassed and people who were being stalked. And I felt for them. I had a heart for them and was very sympathetic to what they were going through. And you yourself, when you were in Huntsville, Alabama, were a person who had a stalker, was harassed. And as a reporter, you tried to do your job, and it was a balance for you between being the reporter and being the person who would be considered a victim of a crime like that.
Right. And it's, what's scary is, you know, what happened to me was, you know, in most people's eyes, very extreme or very bizarre, the kind of things that I went through, my family went through. But the real truth is that there are so many more victims out there, so many more women, men, people who are going through a very similar thing or have gone through a very similar thing. And I think people don't realize just how common it is. I mean, the statistics are scary. I know when I started, you know, going through this whole ordeal, it felt like I was in a movie. You know, you see scary movies or you see TV shows, and you always have that feeling of, oh, I hope this never happens to me, but you don't ever think it actually will. So going through that very, very challenging time, but also it made me grow. It made me, believe it or not, I think it made me a better person. You know, I did a lot of praying. I leaned on God a lot in that situation. And I think that, you know, people go about those things differently, but that was definitely my saving grace, was just praying and knowing that you will get through this. I had a great support system. You know, my coworkers, work was great. My friends, my family, you know, my family was 7 hours away at the time. But they always made a point to come down as much as they could and help me feel like I was safe and I could go out and do things. But yeah, it's very real, and people need to be aware of just how common it is, how serious it is. For the most part, I will say women or people who are stalked are usually stalked by someone they know. In my case, it was very, very rare that the person who was stalking me was someone I didn't know. But again, like, you know, working in the media, you kind of put yourself out there a little bit. And so I love my job. I love being greeted by people all the time out in public and feeling like they know me and they trust me. They know my name. But in this case, it went a little too far. I didn't know this man, and he knew a little bit too much about me, and it kind of escalated.
Well, you know, Scotty K, when we do what we do and we have guests on the program, you have guests on the air, when you're covering stories, we do the best we can to get on their level and to try to understand what they're going through. There are so many things that Mark hasn't gone through, but I speak to people who have had these experiences. You covered females that were involved in domestic violence situations or harassment, even stalking, and not understood to the magnitude that you do now. It's unfortunate that it happened, but at the same time, as you said, this has been a growing opportunity for you. You can definitely sympathize and understand what a male or female is going through when they have this battle.
Absolutely. And I will say this whole thing, I mean, it lasted several months, but it made me, because it forced me out of work for about a month, and you know me, Mark, you know I love my job more than anything, and I think you kind of have to in this industry, but it made me more passionate about my job. When I finally came back to work, the stories weren't just stories. You know, these were real people, and it wasn't that I didn't connect with the subjects of my stories or the victims in my stories before, but this just took it to a whole nother level. It was like, you know, I know what you've been through. I know what it feels like to be, you know, in your shoes kind of thing. And so coming back to work, I was, you know, more excited, working harder. And also I got to use my platform to help spread awareness on this very serious issue. And I think that's been one of the biggest blessings. You know, like you said earlier, you might have to go through something bad, but there can be good that comes from it. And I feel like that's what's going on here.
In the post that you made, you shared two faces, and one you actually showed the picture of, and that was the face of the day that you had to be in court. and you're having to go through this, and so many people felt for you, including myself, and what you were going through. I know it was a painful experience, but the second phase is the one that allowed you to go to the place that you've always wanted to be a reporter, to go to the community that you've always wanted to serve. And it is a story of two faces, if you will, and one is a very sad, horrible experience that you went through, and the other is uplifting, encouraging, inspiring. And that is what we want to talk about right now, moving forward, with the encouragement that it can be to those who still are in that terrible place that you were in those years ago.
Right. And a lot of people, I mean, as you know, Mark, a lot of people go through different battles, and you have these hard times, whether it be something like this where you're being harassed and stalked, or completely different scenario. You go through these things, and it's really up to you. It's up to your mental state. It's up to your attitude. It's up to, for me, my relationship with God, and just trusting Him and knowing that in the end, you know, what's supposed to happen will happen. And like you mentioned, my goal, I loved working in Huntsville, Alabama. It was a wonderful 2 years that I got to spend down there. But my goal was always to come back home here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, and work in the community that I grew up in, and cover stories that impact my family and my friends. That was just very important to me. And this station that I work for now is the station that I grew up watching. So it was literally my dream job. It was, you know, I'm working with an anchor woman that I grew up watching. And it, to me, that is so cool that I now get to call her a coworker, call her a friend, call her a mentor. So it's all about how you react, how you respond to the situations that you are put in, because even negative situations like this one, everything happens for a reason. I truly believe that. And I know that God gave me that tough battle for a reason. He knew that I needed to strengthen my relationship with Him. He knew that I needed to return to Him and just give it all to Him. And He knew that I was going to be a better person. I was going to use this to grow, to spread awareness, to inform other people, and to love my job and do a better job at my job, you know? And so it actually, going through all of this helped me land my dream job. And I have been incredibly happy, the happiest I've ever been, being back home and, you know, not having to worry about that anymore and just focusing on work, focusing on my passion.
I am so glad to hear that. And Scotty K, if you're okay with it, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to continue to talk about National Stalking Awareness Month and bring more awareness to it. One of the things that you made a comment in the post, it's time for predators who cause these kinds of faces to get harsher penalties for it. It's time to get rid of unnecessary, worried, angry, exhausted, terrified faces like the one that you had 2 years ago. If you'll stick with me, we'll continue to talk about that subject, okay?
Sounds good.
Folks, we're talking to Scotty K. Auten. Many of you remember, if you're in the Huntsville area, you remember her being a reporter here in Huntsville, and now she's in Spartanburg, South Carolina. We're glad to get to talk to her, and I really wanted to show a positive angle on what she went through, to show that Scotty K. has been able to overcome the challenge, and I want her to encourage and inspire you if you're going through a battle yourself. That's what we all need to do, is to find these stories where someone is able to get through these major challenges and overcome it in a big way. And Scotty K has done that. I'm so proud of her. So if you'll stick with me, you are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. Little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you. I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Won't you dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. January is National Stalking Awareness Month. A friend of mine, Scotty K. Auten, she was here in Huntsville, Alabama as a reporter. We became friends. I loved the way that she covered community stories, and I was covering community stories as well, and so our paths crossed many times when she was in Huntsville. Now she's in Spartanburg, South Carolina. One of the things that Scotty K had to go through was a stalking event while she was in Huntsville, and Scotty K has been very bold in her mission to try to bring awareness to this subject, and I wanted her to come on the Mark White Show today to offer encouragement and inspiration when it comes to stalking awareness. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Scotty K.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks again for having me. I'm truly honored.
I want to do more of this if I can do it in the right way. I want to shed a positive light on these stories, and I want to show the strength that you came out with. People love to use the word empowered. I feel like you were very empowered once you were able to get your feet back on the ground, navigate this situation. You moved forward in a big way, Scotty K. And if there is a takeaway from this, it's the inspiration that you can give others who are going through the same battle.
I can only hope that that's what this will do. That's the whole reason that, you know, after all of this happened to me, I was like, I can either fall down and stay down, or I can get back up and do something about it. You know, I can share my story and hope it opens other people's eyes to the realness, to the seriousness of this issue, and hope that people who, like my stalker, will say, you know what, it's not worth it. I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to cause this sort of distress or trauma on another human being's life. And so my goal from the time the man was convicted, from the time he admitted to everything till today, and probably for the rest of my life, honestly, I will work to spread awareness and shine a light on stalking and just how common it is. I don't think, I mentioned earlier, I really truly don't believe people know just how common it is. Usually women don't want to share that information with people. They don't want people to to know that they're being stalked. Some people might say, oh, you're being dramatic or exaggerating. You're not being stalked. And I was that way at the beginning, and my silence didn't help me. You know, I actually ended up doing more damage by staying quiet than I probably would have gone through if I had just spoken up, you know. And so now I use my platform. I use my, you know, I'm so blessed to not only work in a great TV market. It just happens to be my hometown, but I've got great social media groups that I'm a part of. You know, I have people who follow my work pages and my other pages on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm able to share this anytime. You know, unfortunately, in situations like this, there are dates that pop up that, you know, I remember a bad memory, but then I take that memory and I'll post something online that hopefully will encourage other women or other people who are going through a similar situation to speak up. If you're going through something, it's okay to tell somebody. In fact, you should tell somebody. Nobody should be going through something like this alone. You don't need to live in fear, especially by yourself. You need to let somebody know if you have something going on like this. And again, my situation was unique because the person who was following me and harassing me and doing these things was a man I didn't know. It was a stranger. But for the most part, people who are being stalked, they're being stalked by someone they know. Sometimes it's people that they love or loved. It's someone that they trusted. And so, or someone that they're afraid of anyway. It's someone that they're worried about some sort of repercussion if they were to tell anybody. But no, I would tell any person who's listening that's going through something like this, don't be afraid. There are people in your corner. When I was in Huntsville, Alabama, I had so many people from local law enforcement to my news station, the people at my news station, to even viewers who found out about what I was going through. You know, they let me know, hey, we're in your corner. We're here for you. And that really means a lot. And so I still get messages to this day, people, you know, rooting for me and letting me know, hey, if anything ever happens again, just let us know. We've got your back. And that means a lot. And I just want to put out the message to those people who might be going through something like this, that I'm here for you. If you need to speak to anybody, I'm here for you. I've been through it. I know what it's like. There are people out there who are ready to listen, who are ready to lend a helping hand, like you, Mark. There are people out there who are helpers. And it's important to know that good can come from bad. And you might be going through this terrible, what feels like a bad dream, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. And we had to think about that going through year 2020, you know. Hopefully 2021 is a better year. So even if you're going through a tough battle, there's always going to be good at the end of it. So don't give up. You know, you can do it, fight through it, and God is the best friend you can have.
In the North Alabama area, you were still here in July 2019. You didn't leave until September, and you recall Cresha Somerville in Ardmore. She was murdered by her husband. That was a horrible event that we stepped in and tried to help the family. And from that, the Searles Domestic Violence Foundation Incorporated was founded, thanks to Monica Robinson, a relative of Cresha's. We talk about the good that can come from the bad, and this Searles Domestic Violence Foundation is there to help women and men who are facing stalking, harassment, domestic violence. And we don't want it to get to the point that a person loses their life in the way Cresha did, and we want to be able to stop it. And as I mentioned, as a law enforcement officer, I did report after report. There would be people who would come and get restraining orders and other things put into place, and those things did not work. And yeah, the person is begging for help. They're begging for assistance. We have a lot of problems. I love it when we can have a solution. I wanted to talk to you about what you think would be a solution to help some of these people who are going through harassment, stalking, even domestic violence.
I agree with you 100%, Mark, about, you know, you talked about getting a restraining order, and a lot of times that really does nothing. If anything, it might make the stalker, you know, even more angry. It might make them do something they wouldn't have done before. So in my situation, a restraining order would have probably not done anything until, you know, it was too late. I was told by police officers that they couldn't arrest the man until he physically touched me. That really scared me because he'd already, you know, come close enough that I felt threatened, and I felt, you know, if anything, I'm going to be kidnapped, I'm going to be killed. You know, that's the next step. And it never needs to go that far. So I do believe, I hate to say it this way, but I'm sure you've heard it this way before, a restraining order is just a piece of paper. If we could have stricter, you know, if you harass someone, say you have three separate cases of harassment, and then finally you have a stalking case. You know, I had to go through all these different police reports and filing all of these different arrest warrants to get this man behind bars. And even when he was arrested, he could bond right out. So, you know, and this was, at that point, this was just a game for him. He was seeing how far he could go. You know, and I'm sure you probably know this, Mark, but he had been convicted before me for the same crime, before I was his victim. He had another victim. And so just having repeat offenders out there who can basically just keep playing the game that they want to play and see if they can go a little further this time and a little further the next time, that scares me. I'm not sure that I know the perfect solution. You know, what exactly is it that makes a criminal scared to go to jail, or maybe decide, okay, this isn't the right thing to do. Maybe I should quit doing this. You know, I don't know what that answer is. And I think it would take a lot of people sitting down who've been through what I've been through and just kind of talking it out and comparing notes. But that's something I would be more than willing to do if, you know, our lawmakers, the people who could make a difference in this area, if they would listen and understand it. You know, if they heard all of these personal stories of all these women and men and others who've been affected in a way where, you know, they don't feel safe anymore. They don't feel like their life is their own life. You know, that was the scary thing. The most, I guess, violating thing was I felt like my life was being controlled by a stranger. And, you know, the reason that I am able to speak out about it now is I finally came to the decision that I'm not going to let someone I don't know control my life and determine my future. That's not fair. You know, this is, I'm here for me. I don't know you. I want to do what I've always wanted to do. And I'm not going to let someone that I don't even know tell me that I can't, you know? So, when it comes to what the answer is, how do we make predators or stalkers understand that what they're doing is not okay and you will be punished, and enough punishment that it's no longer an attractive option to go out and stalk? I don't know what the answer is, but I would like to have some more in-depth conversations with, you know, whoever it is that can make a change, that can make a difference in that realm.
It can take several reports to prove stalking. Stalking is not an easy thing to prove. It's not an easy standard to meet. And so a lot of times it would be a harassment report when I knew it was stalking, and I would go ahead and mark the box, but they weren't going to charge stalking. They were going to go for harassment.
Which, in my opinion, and I think it's different for every case, but in my personal opinion, that's scary, because if you do charge someone with harassment and they are actually stalking or about to, and you know that they are, who's to say they just skip the stalking part and go straight to murder? You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Charges can scare people, but it can also make them do even worse things, I think. So if they're not getting the jail time that they deserve, you know, when my stalker pled guilty and was convicted, he only had to serve 30 days in jail, and those days were only served on the weekends. So during the week, you know, I was in my normal panic mode where I'm looking over my shoulder constantly and worried about where I can go and who's around. And then I would kind of breathe a sigh of relief on Friday night when I knew he was being locked up. But then on Sunday night, when he's being released, I go right back into panic mode. So I think that something needs to be done where, you know, victims don't have to keep reliving it. They don't have, because it does take a toll on your mental health. It really does. You know, I think you saw in my post, I didn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. If I slept, I'd have nightmares, you know, about him. And so it was almost better to just stay awake. And that's not healthy. So there are a lot of side effects, I would say, to crimes like this. And people don't realize it because, again, most of the victims keep quiet. They don't want people to know. They don't want to broadcast it because it might get worse. Or they're embarrassed. They think people will think they're lying or they're exaggerating and they're making it up. But I tell you, there is a true validity to a gut feeling or that gut instinct. You know, when you pick up on a bad vibe, listen to your gut. For the most part, your body can tell you if something's not right. And that was what happened in my case. I ignored it, and sure enough, it escalated. Luckily, obviously, I'm still here today. But if I'd waited any longer, you know, the outcome could have been so much different.
Well, Scotty K, I'm the guy who wants to get stuff done yesterday. And I realized that there's a process to everything, especially when it comes to the laws that we have and strengthening them. And listening to you, I'm thinking about a panel of people who have been victims of stalking. And I'm also thinking about mental health professionals getting involved and having a team of people who can come together and say that this is what it creates. This is how difficult it makes this individual's life. And because of this, we feel that there should be stronger laws and that there should be more accountability when someone commits these acts.
For me personally, it's been more than 2 years, and I would be lying to you if I told you that, you know, I didn't just have a nightmare a week ago. You know, it's a lot less frequent as it used to be. But for a while, I was having nightmares 2 and 3 times a week, still couldn't sleep. And I'm 7 hours away. Back at home with my family who does everything in the world to protect me. And I do feel safe, but there's just that reoccurring dream, you know, and if I see a red car or I hear a certain song or something, there are certain triggers that can just make you lose it. You know, I'll break down in my car and feel like I have to hide again, and that's not normal. That's not okay. So if there's anybody out there that's going through something like that, there are people out there who want to help, and I'm one of them.
2 years removed, you're in a unique position, Scotty K, because you can talk about the ramifications 2 years later and how it affects you, and you have the ability to take a look back and say, this is what's happened over 2 years, and it still has an effect. So I still suggest that maybe a panel be built. You maybe start here in Alabama, because it did occur in North Alabama, and a state representative, someone that's in the Senate, get the right DAs behind it, district attorneys who believe in this very strongly and believe that there should be stronger laws, and then find that panel of people, if you will, to help move forward with strengthening of the laws in our state and around the country.
Absolutely. And I would 100% be on board. If we could do that, I would be ecstatic. That's awesome. That's a great idea.
Well, I'm looking forward to having more conversations with you, and I appreciate the fact that you have been willing to share your life. I know that it's different because you were a public figure as a reporter. I also realize that the news doesn't like to cover themselves. It's easier to cover other people, and so I've seen things that have happened within news departments. For you to be able to share and then to also mention coworkers that were able to support you and rally around you during that time, what an amazing group of people that helped you move forward.
Oh, I was incredibly blessed in North Alabama. The station that I worked for, you know a lot of them very well, I'm sure, Mark, but I had amazing coworkers who, you know, I was scared to go grocery shopping. I was scared to go anywhere. They'd bring me things that I needed. My boss was fantastic. Again, my family was great. And then when I came back home here in Spartanburg, my station here knew what had happened. You know, another news station actually ended up covering it when my son pled guilty. So people were aware here back home, and they welcomed me with open arms and let me know, hey, if he ever comes up here, we will protect you. We're here for you. And that means so much. And I just want other people to understand that there are people there for you, and really speaking out about what you're going through ends up helping in the long run, is what I've learned. I have people that I don't even know, strangers that come up to me and tell me, you know, how proud they are of me for sharing my story, that it helped them in their situation. And that really just, that's what it's all about. That's why I share, because it's not an easy story to share. You know, it was honestly the toughest time I've ever been through in my life, but it's worth sharing because there are other people going through it. And when you get that recognition from people you don't even know that say, hey, your story led me to speak out, your story led me to go and finally file this police report that I've been holding back on, your story helped get me out of a really scary situation, thank you. And that is all I'm asking for, is just listen and take it and use it for your own good, your own betterment. Get out of those lifestyles that are scary. Get out of those situations that you have no control. Get your life back. Control your life again. That's what it's for. It's your life for a reason. And so that, I guess that's my message to everybody, is, you know, there are people out there who want to help. There is good. If you feel like, you know, you're going through the worst thing ever, there is good that can come out of it. And I feel like I am a living testament to that, because here I am again working for my dream station. I have my dream job back at home. I get to be around my family and my friends, doing what I love, covering fun community stories, positive stories like you do, Mark. And it's just, I have been so blessed, even after a really scary situation.
If somebody would like to talk to you, Scotty K, there may be somebody listening right now. Would you be willing to speak to someone who's going through this?
Absolutely, always. And I try to always tell people that on social media when I do share these posts about, you know, what I went through. Usually at the end, I'll say, feel free to reach out to me. If you're going through this, please send me a private message or comment and just let me know. And I'll talk to you over the phone. I'll talk to you via email, whatever works best for you. I would say meeting in person, but I feel like with COVID right now, that can be difficult. But any way that they're able to reach out, I am more than happy to talk. This is something, again, that I'm very passionate about. It's become kind of my goal in life, is to try to make a difference from this thing that I went through, because I know I'm not the only one out there. And so if anybody that's listening is going through something like this, even if it's not stalking, if you feel like you're in a really dark place and you need help, or you just need somebody to listen, you can reach me on Facebook, Scotty K WSPA, that's Scottie Kay WSPA, same on Twitter, same on Instagram. My email address is SKAY@WSPA.com. So any form, any way you want to reach out, I am more than happy to talk. This is something that, again, I'm very passionate about. So please don't hesitate to reach out.
Again, that's Scotty K, WSPA. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram. You can reach out. Scotty K, I want to stay in touch moving forward so that we can try to build something to help others who are battling this same issue, and to help them moving forward, because they need to be empowered as you are 2 years later. We want to see people, as you started out, with hope, and we want people to have that hope moving forward.
Absolutely. That is the main goal. Keep your hope and keep your faith.
Scotty K, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today to cover a touchy subject. It's a sensitive subject, and I wanted to be able to do it, and I wanted to do it in a way that's constructive and that's helpful to people, and I believe that we've accomplished that today.
I hope so. Thank you so much for having me, Mark. It really does mean a lot, and it's good to hear from you, my friend.
Same here, Scotty K. Thank you so much. I appreciate our friendship.
Absolutely.
Folks, Scotty K. Auten, she is in Spartanburg, South Carolina now. She was one of my favorites in Huntsville, Alabama as a reporter. You heard her story. I hope that it has reached you, touched your heart, even if you're not in that situation. I want you to be able to try to put your feet in the shoes of a person who is going through this and think about, what would you do? How would you help yourself? What kind of support would you have if you go through this situation? Would you have anybody who cared, or are there people who would simply shrug it off and say that it's just in your mind. This is National Stalking Awareness Month. And if you have any concerns or questions, I want you to reach out to me through The Mark White Show. You can email me at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. You can also send me a message on Facebook at The Mark White Show, Instagram, and Twitter. And I'll be happy to try to respond. I'll put you in touch with Scotty K. If you have any questions for her, I'll be glad to do that. I want you to share this show with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let's make this an important issue, not just in January, but year-round. It's great that we have a national month for this, but let's make it a 12-month issue that we are concerned about for other people and try to help them moving forward. Of course, you can follow The Mark White Show via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and even on YouTube. And I hope that you will subscribe to The Mark White Show as we continue to make a difference in the lives of others. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation can help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.